doeth the truth cometh to the light. John 3:21. We may hear lecture after lecture or read book after book on truth, and yet never get any further than that unless we apply the words that we hear, unless we apply the words that we read, and unless we apply the truth that we know in our hearts and in our minds. The individual who applies the knowledge of the truth as he gains it from day to day, to him, to that individual, more truth will be revealed, and he comes into a light or a revelation of more truth. Jesus said, "By their fruits ye shall know them." Fruits are results, are the blessings that follow the practical application of truth. There is nothing magical, there is nothing supernatural about it. It is simply the result of the spoken word of truth, like a seed planted in a garden. You plant a seed with the full expectation and with full faith that it will grow and that it will bear fruit according to its nature. Just so, when you begin to lay hold upon this truth within your own soul and your consciousness, and you accept the truth of the unity of God and man, and you declare this truth for anyone who does not realize or understand this truth of his own being, that truth spoken acts like a seed planted in the ground, which under favorable conditions of soil and moisture is bound to grow by means of the very law of truth. When you apply this truth, you simply expect results. Don't be like a certain lady who heard the wonderful saying of Jesus, "If ye have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto the mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." Well, now this lady, she had a pile of dirt in her yard, and she thought that she would try to get rid of it in just the way that Jesus said. And so one night, before she went to bed, she prayed that the pile of dirt would be removed from her yard. And the next morning, she looked out her window, and she said, "Oh, just as I expected, it is still there." And this is the way that many people apply truth. I don't think Jesus meant, and you've heard me say this before, I don't think he meant when he said it would move a mountain, that he really meant that it would move a mountain of dirt. But in this world, there are all kinds of mountains. There are mountains of difficulties, of sorrows, of trials, and tribulations before us from which we often shrink and tremble, and we wonder how we will ever be able to overcome them. And here is where we have the opportunity to apply our faith, to apply our truth, in believing that there is a power in the word of truth, and that the power in the spoken word of truth will overcome or remove out of our way all of the difficulties that may surround us. And if you will apply this truth in your everyday life, believing with faith, speak the word, and nothing will be impossible to you. In order that we may be able to do this, we may first perceive the truth. We must know it. We must understand it. And once we have perceived it, we must grow in the realization, grow in the consciousness, grow in the inner conviction of that truth. Then we may apply this truth to everything that comes to us in our lives. The practice or the application of truth should first be applied within ourselves. It is said, and you've heard this many times, that charity begins at home. And so the student of truth must apply this truth to himself, so far as he knows the truth. There are many things that come up in our lives that are unpleasant, things and situations that we would rather avoid. It is here, with those situations, with those personalities, with those places, and with those things, where we must apply the truth that we know. If anything comes up that has a tendency to provoke you, to annoy you, to stress you, this is where we must be still and know that only good is true. Suppose someone says something unpleasant to you, or something unpleasant or a lie about you. The first impulse would be to get even or give back as good as you got. But that is not applying the truth. If anything is said about you that's not true, it can't hurt you. It can't do you any harm unless you allow it to hurt you or allow it to harm you. Here is the application of your truth. God is good, and God is all, and only the truth can prevail. If someone says something about me that's not true, it doesn't really worry me. I know who I am. I know what I am. And I know what I'm doing most of the time. If we would all mind our own business in this same way, what a wonderful world this would be. How peaceful we would all be. How much harmony we would exude. And suppose we have an unpleasant physical condition, or we are experiencing pain. How do we meet this? When we begin to realize who and what we are, we know that we are greater than any and all pain. We must not meet the pain with force, trying to drive it away. Some writer in New Thought wrote many years ago that pain is friendly. It gives us a warning alarm that something is wrong with us. And when we examine ourselves, and when we discover the wrong, and we bring ourselves into harmony with the infinite, the pain is gone. Therefore, pain is friendly. If we look at pain as our friend, we could overcome it very quickly. If we know that God is good and God is all, then all is good. God is health, and health is God, and God is all and in all. Then health is all and in all. And whatever seems to be the contrary is not of God, and it has no power in itself, only as we believe it has, and only as we give it. If we do not give it power, it has none. No man has a healing power in himself. There is only one healing power, and that is the truth itself, and that truth is God alone. This truth, when applied, will heal all manner of disease, or in other words, the truth applied will adjust all conditions, whether of a domestic, a physical, a mental, or a financial nature. The truth applied will bring into agreement all things, but it must first be perceived, it must be understood, and then it must be applied. Unless we apply the truth as we understand it, it does not do us any good. There are many people who come to the ministers and the practitioners for help, and they say that they will try it. Unfortunately, they will never get the satisfaction in that way. But if they come to an understanding of what truth is, the truth will heal them if they are ready to accept the truth and will let go of that which is a lie, or the many errors or the beliefs which they have learned from their infancy and have accumulated over the years. So many people, us included, cling to these old things and will not let go. And at the same time, we expect to be healed. God himself cannot heal them unless they are willing to let go of the very thing that has bound them to the condition. God is no respecter of persons. God's love goes out to all. God's storehouse is filled with good for every one of his children. He has no preferences. In the human way of looking at things, people have preferences. They prefer this one over that one, this thing over that thing. And this is true even in families. I think most of us have experienced this in some way. This, however, is not the case with God. The practical application of truth is unlimited. If you feel ill or weak, where is your remedy? You carry it with you all the time. It is something within your very soul. Knowing the truth of your being one with the infinite, you carry a spiritual tonic and a physician with you. That tonic, that physician, is your conscious awareness that God is your strength, and in the strength of the Almighty, you are strong. As you apply this truth to your everyday life, you will find that more strength comes to you. Those who accept the truth, not just for truth's sake, but because they think it is something that they can apply or use so that they can get the better of their fellow man, will be a failure in the end. Remember, it is always the motive back of the thing that determines the outer manifestation. It is the understanding of the truth that reveals to us the abundance of good that God holds for all. But each one of us must lay hold of that truth within himself. We must apply it. We must practice it. And he that doeth the truth cometh to the light. 2-3 months ago, I attended a memorial service for Larry Bedell. Larry is the husband of Ruth Bedell, and Ruth is the lady who helps me with our music program. It was a lovely service, and the sanctuary was filled with an immensely great sense of love and peace. On the back of the memorial service program was written some of Larry's thoughts. It was titled Thoughts by Larry on a Sunny Afternoon. And here is some of what Larry said. He said, "Take time to read. It is the foundation of wisdom. Take time to play. It is the secret of staying young. Take time to be quiet. It is the moment to seek God." And in parentheses, he put, "Inner peace for you non-believers. Take time to be aware. It is a chance to help others. Take time to love and be loved. It is God's greatest gift." And in parentheses, "Non-believers, try the universes. Take time to laugh. It is the music of the soul. Take time to be friendly. It is the road to happiness. Take time to pray. It is the greatest power on earth." In these little acts that Larry wrote, we apply the truth and we practice the presence. Remember the words in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. "Ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? Please take a moment to get comfortable in your seat. You can rest your feet on the floor. Place your hands comfortably in your lap or at your sides. And just take a deep breath and relax. inside of this peaceful sanctuary. Let go of all of those worrisome thoughts. Let go of that things to-do list that you have swirling around in your head. Let go. Let go of any anger, any resentment, any jealousy. Let go of anything that is not of God that you might be harboring. And just be still. Be still. And go to the center of your being. Go within, where our Father waits. He waits for you with open arms and unconditional love. Father, this world of man's making is filled with snares of the fowlers, the terrors of darkness, and the slings and the arrows that fly by day. But I know that you are my refuge and you are my strength. I know that if I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you will cover me with your feathers, and you will protect me under your grand and glorious wings. Because I trust in you, because I abide in you, truth and grace will be my shield. I need not give any thought to what the world displays in all of its appearances. For my reality rests in my oneness with you. So long as I abide in you, you will abide in me. And in that abiding, truth shall set me free. For the awareness of your everlasting love and your infinite grace that shines forth as peace, love, joy, and safekeeping, Almighty Father, I give you thanks. Amen. Lord blesses you and keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and he gives you his peace.